Psalm 59, Who Owns the Night? If Psalm 58 exposed evil in the courtroom, Psalm 59 brings it to the front door. Its setting is 1 Samuel 19. Saul's men surround David's house to kill him. This is not battlefield fear. It is the terror of being watched where you sleep. Even the psalm title is striking. It is set to a tune called Do Not Destroy. David sings that while men wait outside to destroy him. Later he will spare Saul when he has the chance. That is a profound lesson. Prayer for judgment is one way God keeps the wounded heart from becoming a violent heart. David compares his enemies to dogs prowling the city at evening. A Western reader may miss the force of this. These are not household pets. In the ancient city, dogs were scavengers, unclean, noisy, feeding on refuse, dangerous in packs. Evil here is not majestic. It is parasitic. It lives off darkness, rumour and fear. Their mouths are swords. In this psalm, slander is not less deadly than steel. There is another sharp detail. These men are Israelites. Yet David asks God to judge the nations. Why call covenant people by that name? Because to bear the covenant sign while acting with treachery is to become pagan in practice. Psalm 59 quietly teaches what Paul later says plainly in Romans 2. Outward belonging is not the same as inward faithfulness. The most unsettling line may be verse 11. The English Standard Version renders it, "Do not slay them, lest my people forget." We usually ask God to remove evil at once. David asks for something harder, that God make evil visible long enough to become a lesson. Augustine saw in this a severe mercy. Sometimes God preserves the proud so their collapse can instruct generations. The land of the Bible is full of such sermons. Archaeology uncovers burned layers, broken walls, abandoned gates. God does not only speak in texts. At times he writes moral memory into history itself. But the deepest movement in the psalm is from evening to morning. The enemies return at evening. David sings in the morning. Evil has a rhythm, but so does grace. Night has its liturgy of accusation, surveillance, and threat. Morning has its counter-liturgy, steadfast love. The Hebrew word is hesed, God's loyal covenant love. David does not say merely that God has love, but that God's love will meet him. Grace is not abstract. It arrives. And God is his fortress, Hebrew misgab, a high place out of reach. Not escape from reality, but elevation above panic. This psalm finally belongs to Christ. He too was watched, hunted without cause, surrounded by men whose words were weapons. Yet his father owned the night, and Easter proved it at dawn. Suggested cross-references, 1 Samuel 19:11-17, Psalm 2:4, Romans 2:28-29, 1 Peter 2:23, Lamentations 3:22-23. Hymn suggestion, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. Prayer. Lord of the night and the morning, keep me from fear and keep me from becoming like those I fear. Be my high fortress when lies circle close. Let your steadfast love meet me before the day begins, and teach me to wait, watch, and sing. Through Jesus Christ, hunted yet risen. Amen.